I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked earlier in the program about the PGA Championship this weekend and what an exciting, you know, way it was to watch Scotty bring home the trophy this coming weekend, Memorial Day weekend, at Congressional in Bethesda. They're hosting the Senior PGA Championship, and Jason Epstein is the director of golf out at Congressional, getting ready for the big tournament. Ep, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
JP, all is good, man. Great to be with you. How are you?
I am good. Can you get everybody up to speed on the Senior PGA? Like, obviously, this is, I think it's 50 and over, right? And there's going to be some big names there and kind of what expectations are.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And what a couple weeks for the PGA of America to have Scotty kind of run away with it. I was out on the golf course earlier today talking to Rich Beam and Steve Stricker and a couple of the guys. But back-to-back weeks for the PGA, great for the game of golf, and Scotty's just unbelievable. So basically, the best way to put it is these are the guys that we all grew up watching and idolizing, and they all get to come back to Congressional for the Senior PGA. From you know, Chris DeMarco to Retief Goosen to Miguel Angel Jimenez, who is a great player. Angel Cabrera won just this last week. They actually finished up today.
Oh, wow.
Ernie Els, defending champ here at Congressional.
Is Els coming this weekend?
In 97. No, Els finished. He's playing. He's here. He's going to be here.
Wow. He's got a locker
here. David Duval. He's there. He's right next to you.
I know.
He can hang out with Ernie Els, literally. I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
I heard Ernie likes to tip a few. He and I could probably hang out.
I think, yeah, so.
Before we get
I mean, yeah, and it's. 156 players is going to be a great week.
It's going to be cool. And, I mean, the place looks fantastic, even just the pictures online. Before we get to who you think wins this weekend, I guess, what did you make of Scotty's resilience when John Rahm got that close early? I guess not early, about midway through the round when they were co-leaders. What did Scotty show you just as somebody who's a golf professional? Like, you know, that's how you make your living. It's so hard to do what Scottie Scheffler did in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable, right? He has to be nervous. It means so much. And you can see every time he's won anything how overwhelmed he gets. And that's just the emotions like we saw with Rory at the Masters. Like, it flows out, right? So it means so much. But he is like an assassin. And he's not going anywhere. Like, he is unbelievable. And I think from a young age, he just trusts himself. He trusts his swing, and he's so dialed in. And of all, like, we all in golf are taught to just focus on the shot that's at hand, focus on what's in front of you. And if you watch Scheffler play golf, like, that guy's never getting in front of himself. He's never getting ahead of himself. He's never beating himself up for old shots. And he is literally playing one shot at a time, and he is so committed. And as you know, the Tiger effect, right? Where everybody, as Tiger was playing golf, was just kind of fold, right? Tiger just played okay in his heyday. Nobody was beating him because they were so scared of him. And I think with Scheffler on the leaderboard, I think we all kind of say, oh, Scotty's there. Right. I guess he's going to win the tournament today because he has that bit of aura, that bit of charisma, that bit of ability to kind of just keep going and plodding along. And if I'm Rahm, I mean, Rahm had it going, and Rahm missed a couple short putts. And he knew Scotty wasn't going anywhere. And then he starts to press a little bit and see what happens there. And for the rest of the guys, I mean, it's an unbelievable tournament if Scotty Scheffler's not playing, right? We're in a playoff and everybody's right. Coming down with a chance to win. But Scotty he's just so relentless and he's so good. And there is no quit in him. And he's just absolutely level. And so it's really fun to watch that.
Yeah. It was, he's just, dude, to me, and maybe this is stupid, but I think of Scheffler. If you remember the original Top Gun movie, the relationship between Maverick and Iceman, where Iceman just never made mistakes and was ice cold and just grinded you down. whereas Maverick was all over the place and kind of nuts. And to me, that is Scotty and Rory. They're just like two different people that are excellent at what they do and have this unique relationship. But Scotty's just so damn impressive. I feel like we're just at a great time for professional golf. Even with all the live distractions and all the crazy stuff, the majors are so good because there are so many elite players kind of in the prime of their careers.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. And like Scheffler and Rory and those guys, I mean, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch Keegan Bradley play well, as crazy as that sounds. I mean, is he going to be the Ryder Cup captain? Is he going to be the first player captain since Arnie was? There's so much good around the game of golf. It is unfortunate that you don't have. I mean, look, I'm a PGA of America, PGA Tour purist, and I love, you know, the live stuff is interesting to me to a point. But it is a shame that there's a lot of players on live that I don't think move the needle. But,
yeah,
you know, you take Bryson, who, I mean, Bryson is unbelievable off the charts. You take him, you take Brooks and a couple others. It's just a shame that week to week we're not having those guys compete on the tour. Was good. Was great to see that Captain Bradley had a dinner a few nights ago at the PGA, and he for kind of guys that were on the cusp or were probably going to make the team, and he did have Bryson there. He did have Brooks there, so that was really good to see.
All right, so let's switch it to this weekend. Richard Bland, defending champ. Who's coming in right form? It's crazy. You mentioned Steve Stricker. Wasn't he a former world number one? Like, there are a ton of serious names in this thing. I think it'll be. Imagine if Els is able to win a major as a senior after winning a U.S. Open there. Like, there's a lot of cool storylines here.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, and they've all, what's great is a lot of these players have, as you mentioned, Els, just history here at the club, and it's fun to watch them come back and take a look and see how much has changed here. For those of you that haven't been to Congressional in the last 4 or 5 years, for your listeners, I mean, the golf course has just been completely transformed, and it is an amazing, amazing work that Andrew Green did. You know, hard to say. I mean, so many great players on the tour. You got some guys like Stephen Auker, who no one's ever heard of, but's won everything on the senior tour. You've got Ernie's playing well. You've got Miguel Angel Cabrera Jimenez that won this week. You've got Stuart Sink, who's playing great. Stuart Sink, as you might know, JP Stuart Sink, actually John Scott Rattan, who grew up in the area in DMV and teaches right here at Congressional. He's Stuart Sink's teacher, so it's just really cool to have Sink here. So
well, he's got Homa now, too.
Yeah, and Max played. You know, Max didn't have a great weekend, but Max was he shot 29 on the front nine at Quail Hollow.
Dude, he shot really well. Shoot 64 that day. That's probably low round for the
Max
week.
Max was 7 under. Yeah. And Max played well at Augusta, and John Scott's completely transformed his golf swing. So you've got so many. But I would say, listen, Richard Bland shot 1 over at the PGA Champ this week on a golf course that's going to play 500-600 yards more than our golf course.
Wow.
Finished 1 over for the tournament, shot, you know, golf course playing really hard in the final round, shot 1 under. So he's on form. So there's a bunch of players that could take it here. I'd sink with my heart, but, you know, Bland's playing some really good golf. So, you know, perhaps he defends.
Talking with our friend Jason Epstein, director of golf at Congressional Country Club. They're hosting the Senior PGA Championship this week. You know, it should be a lot of fun, especially in a pretty down time of the sports calendar locally anyway. But, Ep, do you know what John Scott Rattan's biggest accomplishment to date is?
Was it getting you down from a 30 to like a 26?
Sort of. I had a lesson with him the week before I won my flight in the President's Cup. So, I mean, clearly,
that's so good.
Direct correlation. All right. Jason, last thing for me, we have a young assistant producer on our program named Jeff, and Jeff will go anywhere where he gets a free ticket. What is the ticket situation to come out to Congressional this weekend?
There are lots of tickets available for Flex Tickets. You just basically buy a ticket now, go online to PGA.com. You click on a ticket, boom, you buy a ticket, and they're Flex Tickets. So you buy one ticket, and you can come any day you want. You can come Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I think most of the hospitality, there might be a little bit of hospitality available, and they can contact me directly here at the club. I can kind of push them that way, but it's great. I mean, it's really, these guys are very accessible, not big crowds.
Yeah.
They're kind of at a different stage of their career where they're still very competitive, but they kind of understand the value of kind of building relationships with the fans and so forth. So, and it's a great, I mean, look, JP, we're lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to come to Congressional each day. And it's just a beautiful walk. It's a beautiful piece of property. And there's a lot of nation's history here, not just with the game of golf, but with the OSS celebrated our 100th year last year. And so it's critical, I think, Congressional to major sports and certainly all the major golf championships in the DMV. So if you've got an opportunity to come out and spend an afternoon here, we've got some food trucks on site, lots of refreshments, and it's a great way to spend a day, especially with the kiddos. Any kids, all get in for free. So bring the family. Yeah, bring the family.
That's cool.
Anyone
that's a great way to do it,
gets
too.
In for free, yeah. So
That's
great
smart.
Way to spend a couple days.
Well, I've also told Jeff he doesn't get to come out there until he can break 100. So, Jeff, this might be your only chance to get out there.
I'm going to break 100 in like a month.
Jeff, you need to have JP invite you out.
Not until he can break. Jeff, what'd you shoot at Lake Presidential on your last round?
59.
How does that sound?
You and Kim Jong Un. You and Kim Jong Un shot 59. What is that?
No, he means on 9.
I was gonna say that was on 9.
On nine. Okay, that's yeah. We got some work to do.
I have a lot of work to do. I'll be honest. Jason, but I'm good vibes though.
Definitely good vibes, Jason. Thank you, man. I'll see what I can do to find you a ticket, Jeffrey.
I think we can work it out. We can sort it out.
Thank you for the time, man. I hope this week goes great.
JP, thanks for the time, man.
All right, man.
Have a great day.
That's our friend, Jason Epstein, director of golf over at Congressional. If you're looking for something to do with the kids this weekend, I didn't even know that. Kids are free. Buy a ticket, take your two kids, get a hot dog, walk around, bang. That's a family afternoon, man. That's what life's all about. Killing radio segments, killing time with your family. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.